What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we have a caller, Bruce in Texas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. You know, 87,000 IRS agents. To put that in perspective, the 1st Marine Division total troop count is 22,000. There are four divisions in the U.S. Marine Corps, three active, one reserve. That's the equivalent of the combat personnel of the USMC.
Yes.
What?
They're building an army. They're building an army.
It's incredible. And, you know, we're going to have an army that's better than just as good and just as equipped as the military. That's exactly what Obama said, and that's what this is. You know? And a lot of these people are going to be, if you're wondering where these woke college students that have, you know, degrees in gender studies and racial stuff and basket weaving and whatever, you know, and BLM.
Yeah.
And these are going to be the officers of this new force, this new global homo army or whatever they want to call it.
Well, you know, again, anybody willing to work for the IRS has no conscience or moral compass to begin with. I mean, they basically understand, I am being paid to take money away from, you know, people.
Yeah. You know, I have a recurring problem with my phone connection. I don't understand what's going on. But only when I call RBN, I don't know if I'm being interfered with because I've also been kicked off another website for doing something that I didn't do. So maybe I need to change providers here. So I'm going to have to cut this short. But before
okay.
I go, if you can still hear me, this is on Benzinga.com. Trump's niece points finger at Jared Kushner for tipping off the FBI.
Yeah, I saw that when we had it on the What Really Happened website today.
Yeah, and then you couple that with Ivanka going up there and speaking to the January 6th. Commission. I mean, I hope he learns his lesson. I hope he keeps him out of the White House if he should get back in.
I think Trump will probably prove to be the angered king when he returns to his throne.
Right. Okay. Sorry for the problems that I'm having. Thanks for taking my call. I'll let the next caller come on.
All right, you've got, I mean, we're not hearing any problems with your phone line from this direction. Anyway, we have open lines 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Tokyo, Ohio Gazimus. James, what's on your mind today?
How are you, Mike?
You doing,
know, Mike,
fine.
If I knew,
good.
If I knew how much the copper cables were worth, to those EV stations, I wouldn't have stolen your Honda. We just went for the cable.
Well, there wasn't much copper in the Honda, you know, and yeah, I got to be very honest. I am
Absolutely.
Enjoying the Hyundai a lot better than the Honda. Now, I tend to bond with my machinery.
And,
I don't, you know, I don't want to give it up and upgrade. I just like, you know, I like it the way it is.
Good. Hey, I'm going to tell you why they took Trump's passport.
Okay.
Would you believe he was about to get on a jet and fly over to an evil nation and sell our nuclear codes to chaos?
No, I wouldn't believe that.
Me neither.
Okay.
They shouldn't have taken his passport. I want to talk about the gay greyhound in France.
Okay.
And I think they should put that dog down, Mike. If that dog escaped from its gay French owners and went out through the streets of France spreading monkeypox to random gay men, that monkeypox epidemic could spread like wildfire.
Oh, boy, I'm not sure I even like considering that image.
I'd probably suggest that Pete from Los Angeles would adopt it if it was a Doberman, but the dog is a runner, not a fighter.
Okay.
And I'd like to talk about, I want to correct you, Mike. You mentioned that the president of Pfizer caught COVID and he had a vax.
CEO.
To correct you, he did not have CEO, he did not have the vax.
Really?
He even stated publicly on TV, yes, sir, He stated publicly on TV that he didn't feel that he had a need for it, which was probably showed more critical reasoning skills than Dustin, because you can't spend all that money if you're going to shorten your life due to taking your own vaccine.
I'm having a hard time. Why would a CEO of a company that makes money selling vaccines get on TV and say, I'm not taking that vaccine? That's going to be bad for business.
I found that surprising myself. Shouldn't have said anything as the president. But he said it, and you could find it. You know, easily accessible. So I just wanted to correct you on that. I want to talk to you about Germany. Germany says that due to their, Zero Hedge, they're going to implement some draconian energy restriction rules, and that they're going to consider their own people extremists who might revolt. And I've got to tell you, those Germans are pretty emotional not to to go without heat, lose their jobs, watch their businesses fail. And they need to be suppressed, Michael. But unfortunately, I don't think Germany's going to be able to do it. They're not even going to be able to fuel their own concentration camps, I think. And the bad news, I think, for the people of Germany is, besides having no heat and taking showers and no job, they're going to have problems with food. I mean, in Europe, they're cutting down all the fertilizer and nitrogen and culling a lot of cattle. And it's going to be very disappointing for the Germans when they find out that... there's not going to be any food.
We're seeing that from multiple sources. There are shortages coming.
Shortages coming, and it's not going to be a fun place. And all they have to do is turn on the Nord Stream 2, because Putin is not going to start putting in turbines in anymore. I think he's just waiting for the Germans to... turn on the Nord Stream 2. I don't think you're going to have a choice.
No, at some point, Europe is going to tell the United States to pound sand, and they're going to say, we got to do business with Russia. Russia has what we need. The United States does not.
Just a matter of time. And that's all I have to say for today, sir. You have a good day,
Mike.
All right.
Thank you very much here. And we're going to go to Don in North Carolina. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing all right.
Yeah, I wanted to correct you on something.
Okay.
Okay? Minor correction. We actually, it tastes like pork, not chicken. The Kroger.
Okay.
Yeah,
how would
we
you
know that.
How would you know?
Well, because in the early 60s, I'm the guy that I still have a problem with my speech impediment if I'm whistling while I'm talking. But anyway,
that's okay. How do you know what congressman tastes like? That was my question.
Well, in the early 60s in New Guinea, some cannibals ate a Rockefeller. Okay.
Yeah.
And they interviewed them. And when they interviewed them, they said that they actually called us long pork.
Yes.
Long pigs. I'm sorry, long pigs.
Long pig. That the line is even used in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, and they said that we taste like pork. And I don't know if this is a compliment or not to black folks, because I have a lot of black friends, but they said that black folks taste better than white folks.
Well, that's
but we
racist.
Taste like pork.
That is racist. I'm sorry. I won't stand for that.
I don't know, but, I don't know how that would how that flies, but anyway.
God, it's only Monday,
so
and already we're just getting into this bizarre, okay.
So, I figure with 87,000 IRS folks with guns, we better stock up, since the food thing is going to be a problem, we should stock up on a lot of canned pineapple to make it taste better.
Yes, that probably would work.
Right, and since they want us to go in that direction, hey, there's a food source right there.
Yep. Eat the rich, eat the politicians.
And the 87,000 IRS folks who are going to get their head blown off.
I don't know. They're going to be kind of tough and stringy, I think. Anyway, Don, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We have open lines 521-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm Mike. I'm calling because The announcement or the that in Minneapolis, the teachers union, as part of their contract, said that if there are any layoffs, the first people to be laid off will be white. It's
yeah,
racial.
I saw that.
And you know, like we're the last people to get jobs. We're the first people to be fired. We're the last people to get into a, you know, a good university. We're the first people to be labeled as supremacist or what have you.
We're being discriminated against. There's no question about that.
It's absolutely no question. It's against every law that we have.
Yeah.
And yet that's, you know, being done. I also want to point out that the president of the National Teachers Union, Randy Weingarten, a gay, dyke, Jewish chick, I wonder how is she, when the Jews say, you know, they're only white when it's to their advantage, and then they're not white when it's not to their advantage, right?
Yeah, they're rather flexible that way.
Yeah, and I wonder what's going to happen when they start laying them off. I can't wait to see what the reaction will be when they're collateral damage and trying to get to the white guys. But it's really frightening where we're going with this.
Yes,
and
it is
clear who's doing it. But that's my comment for the day. It's just it's short and sweet.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, good day, Mike. To Peter. Good day to Peter, too. He got some good points there. Excellent point. And before I really want to go, what I want to talk about, Mike, I want to talk about the 87,000 IRS. It really sucks. The agents are going to be hiring. They're going to be militant, probably, as they can be.
Yes.
Under this buffoonery we got. And we're going to see a lot of crazy stuff going on, Mike. So let's get prepared for that. I saw this one guy. He ran his car up into the Capitol, and he killed himself, but he shot started shooting in the air and all that. So I don't know what's going on with that case. But that's just a thing. That's a microcosm of things to come. That's the word I'm looking for. So. It's going to be insanity. So, Mike, here's what I want to talk about now. I'm going to get rolling here because I'm driving. Let me slow out here. Yeah, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. What's going on right now in South Florida, as you well know, I don't know if you've been watching the news, they just busted another three boatloads of Haitians trying to come in here.
More
Cubans are coming in here. And it's not stopping, Mike. And you know what? These people are getting housing, and they're getting everything.
I know. The illegal immigrants are getting better treatment from the government than we are.
Exactly. It's horrific. But here's the main thing everybody has to understand. These people are getting small business loans at 1%, 2%. And that right there should make everybody on RBN extremely upset. That these people can come to this country and get small business loans for that kind amount of money. Even if it's 5%, Mike, you would never get a loan for 5%. No way. Now, if you gave me a $500,000 at 5%, I'd be pickle pig. You know what I mean? Give me a break here. This is a disgrace with this buffoon and these demon rats have done to this country, Mike.
And Mike, yes.
I did see the news today about California. California is running out of water.
Yes.
Mike, let's talk about this. What's going to happen if Lake Mead goes down? And there's a word for it. Once the water table so low, I can't even think of a word right now, Mike. It's like a single word, but it means disaster for the western part of the United States. Lake Mead keeps going down to, like, I guess, what is it, 20 feet, 19 feet? There'll be no water.
It's down there, and below a certain level, they consider it a dead body of water. They just had flash floods in Death Valley. There's not a shortage of water. What there is a shortage of is the infrastructure to move the water from where it is to where it needs to be because, you know, our government has been ignoring our critical infrastructure and the system of aqueducts and pipes and, you know, that was set up to irrigate the western part of this country, which is naturally desert, has fallen into disrepair. And it's only carrying about one-third of the water it originally did when new. And when you add to it the population growth, especially all those illegal immigrants, the water infrastructure is not able to keep up. It's overstressed. And, you know, that's another sign that we're a badly managed country.
Exactly, Mike. And, you know, I'm looking here in South Florida, Mike, and I can tell you, look, when you have predominantly more stations in Spanish than English on radio and TV,
yep,
there's something particularly long wrong with the United States, Mike. And, you know, again, I know you got a lot of callers on, like, Tom, huh? Listen, man, I'm telling the truth here. You do not see German stuff all over the United States. You do not see five stations in German speaking out the Achtung. You don't see that. But they're the majority of the people in this country, German-Americans. But no, they're not allowed to speak German, but Spanish are from Spain to come here and have their dominance and their language. No, it's got to stop or we're going to be in an all-out, no doubt about it, civil war, Mike. This is what this is all about. And by the way, Mike, I look at all these people that are coming in here. When there's 9 out of 10 of these people sneaking into this country, there are men, only 1% are women, and most of them are all pregnant. We're looking at a massive disaster, Mike. I mean, we're looking at something
that... Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
This is war. This is a declared war on white America. And Peter was right from Los Angeles. Like, he gave a synopsis last week about what's going on in L.A. It's happening nationwide. Mike, look at Chicago over this weekend.
Yes.
Some people are just standing out on the street and getting murdered. People are driving by and just shooting them dead. And the catastrophic wounds is in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year that taxpayers are paying for all these, I guess 90% of our Afro-Americans getting these catastrophic wounds. I don't know.
Yeah, it is primarily a black issue. The media wants you to think it's all the white people, but no, it's overwhelmingly the black population that's shooting each other.
Yes, you know, Mike, I have to tell you this, and I know you got another call, but maybe you don't. I listened to Mr. Revolt last night, and man, he had some great callers call in. I'm not lying. And this one guy, I think he's an Afro-American guy, called in, and I hope he calls in today on your show, because he made a great point about Northern European males. Anybody thinks they're going to take us on, they're going to lose in the end, Mike, because we went through the Ice Age, and we did. The guy was right on the money. He thinks like I mean, we went through a lot. We built this country. Our founding fathers were Northern European males, and we're not going to dictate from anybody. So we need to realize everybody rally around now, like your show, Mike. Like I said, Mike, I still for the life of me don't understand why you're not getting paid $5 million a year. Because when I reached Rachel Maddow and all these other lying, conniving, even creeps on the leftist media, they're paying these women and these men. Anderson Cooper's getting paid $12 million a year for his filthy lies.
Yeah, I would take me a while to figure out how to spend that much money, but I'd be willing to give it the good college try. I'm assuming Claire would help me on that.
Well, I'm sure of that, Mike. But you know what? They'll never allow you to make that kind of money, because if you bring up that word Zog one time, you're done. Look what happened to Arsenio Hall and what's the other guy? Arsenio and a bunch of other ones that Jimmy the Greek and all that. I mean, come on. You remember he said one thing on about the guy running the ball?
Yeah, Dolly Parton. The same thing with Dolly Parton. Happened to Dolly Parton, yeah.
Exactly.
All righty.
But, you know, Mike, I just got one thing. One more thing, and I'll let you go. Mike, what they're doing in South Florida by letting all these illegals pour in here, Mike, there's no infrastructure for these people, Mike. They're building everywhere. You go down to Florida City, all the way up to Broward Line, Griffin Road, even by the Hard Rock Casino and all that up there in Broward. There's no more land, Mike, to build, unless you go out and eat the Everglades, which is an aquifer, basically. And there's no more place to put all these people. It's like condo communities everywhere. It's unbelievable. It's like everybody's living on a kibbutz over here. This is crazy what's happening in South Florida. And I don't know what's going to happen. Unless we get a guy like Trump back in here, Mike, we keep Biden there, we're screwed. We're screwed, man.
I hope
Dustin calls in and tells us about what's going on.
Okay, Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Здравствуйте. Did you run across a story about the Oder River in Poland, second largest river, runs from Czechoslovakia to Baltic? They just dredged up 70 tons of dead fish. The mercury poisoning is just off the scale, unmeasurable.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Did you hear about
that? No, I had not, but I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, for all this talk about environmentalism and protecting the planet, it's a great excuse to raise taxes and exert more control over our lives, but they're not actually accomplishing what they claim to be trying to do.
Well, this river starts in Czechoslovakia. It forms at some point the border between Germany and Poland. This just happened suddenly. You know, I can imagine, well, like, this isn't unheard of in the U.S. either. These guys are supposed to be oiling a road in this town in the Midwest somewhere. But they ended up taking a bunch of dioxin transformer oil and dumping it on the street and killed the town.
Remember when we were talking about the fracking crisis and we had somebody who worked in the fracking industry saying that the fracking companies would make deals with other corporations to take their toxic waste and use it as a fracking fluid on the idea that once they pumped it 1,000 feet into the ground, it wasn't going to come back up, and then in some cases it has.
Yeah. Well, who's driving them trucks for that nasty stuff in Germany and decided to just go dump it in a river all of a sudden? I mean, it's a cocktail of chemicals.
Disposing of toxic waste. It's become a racket. I mean, here in the U.S., there's a lot of organized crime involved with it. And, it is bad for the planet.
There's an acre of toxic waste stacked up on the Homer Spit here in Homer. I've been meaning to go down to the Harbor Master. You know, they're going to ship it out. Who knows where, or dump it, but, so I'm sorry. But yeah, my cynicism is off the chart at this point.
Well, no matter how cynical I get, I can't keep up.
No. Okay, well, I just wanted to run that by, they withheld reporting it for 2 weeks. And, you know, people drinking out of it, bathing in it, swimming in it. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, okay. We can talk about the reasons later. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to start with Rick in Arizona. Rick, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
I don't know. I might talk fast. Hey, the 86,000 agents they're going to hire is another BS story. There's not enough white people left in this country to hire 86,000 IRS agents. And the rest of the people in this country, that's not their specialty, accounting. I mean, it's to scare you into doing your income taxes correctly. And as far as, you know, Donald Trump is living off the old adage, and you should know this, Mike, is any publicity, there's no such thing as bad publicity. And I think they're going to have the Mar-a-Lago hearings to take us right into the election. You know, it's just one big, one cascade Trump headline after another.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you, but you're missing one point. The IRS has already said that these 87,000 agents are not going to be accountants. They are going to be enforcement officers. They're going to be armed. Some of them are going to be armed. They're going to be out there knocking on doors and asking why you didn't declare your kid's lemonade stand on your last 1040.
Yeah, well, maybe, but we'll just see how brave these new hires really are. Because that's a dangerous job, but I'll have to see it to believe it. And then Alex Jones and Jim Fetzer both got sued because they said that Sandy Hook was a hoax and, they hurt somebody's feelings, but they didn't have jury trials. So I really Alex Jones isn't parting with 10 cents, people. You have to stop believing what you see.
Now, wait a minute. I take that back. There was a jury in Alex Jones' case because they're the ones who decided amount of the settlement. Okay.
There was no jury trial for Alex Jones. Let's get this straight. Let's get this truth straight.
Hey, listen, calm down. Okay, calm down. Okay. Yep. Just have a nice adult discussion here.
Yeah. No. There's no jury for Alex Jones. Okay. Let's not start disinforming the public here. Fetzer had no jury, and Jones had no jury, and Jones isn't parting with 10 cents. That's all I got to say. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Yeah, well, thank you for the call here. And we've got to take a break for commercials, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How does $49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and before we go back to the phones here, let's see. This is from Reuters. Jury awards $45.2 million in punitive damages in Alex Jones' Sandy Hook trial. Yes, there was a jury, and Rick, kindly stop wasting our time. All righty, we're going to go back to the phones here to Jason in Tucson. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Michael. I haven't talked to you for a couple of years. I haven't called in, but I've still been listening. You might remember me. I'm the ex-Air Force guy that used to work on the B-1B bombers, and last time we talked, I talked about how we laughed at the government's explanation that the largest fuel cell shop in the world had an idea of a probe sparking in a tank. It's still laughable to me. It just can't happen. But but real quickly before I go on, I have a question for you about your website. Since you've redone it, I noticed a lot of your sticky threads at the top have not been replaced yet. Are you planning on putting them back up so we can access those articles again?
Well, yeah, I'm putting them up there. There is a permanent menu at the top. It's not fully populated yet, but I'm definitely, you know, it's a lot of work. Drupal 9 is a lot more complex than Drupal 6. And, you know, I've got a developer who's helping me on this stuff, but it's taking time and it's taking money.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for your answer. So what I wanted to call in and talk to you about was It seems to me all the normies just learned on Sunday about Biden's executive order to end the dollar and go to a digital currency on December 13th. I certainly have some thoughts on that, but I was wondering what your take is on that whole thing.
Well, I'm opposed to a digital currency because, you know, if you're not in control of your own money, you know, then we're basically back to the antebellum slave plantations where, you know, massa controls the money and whether you can eat or not. And so I'm definitely opposed to that. I want to see us go back to a commodity-based coinage, you know, where we the people are in control of our money.
I fully agree with you on those points and everything. The one thing that's been throwing me for a loop on it is, I mean, obviously the Rothschilds and the top-end bankers want it because they're yes. in total control of it. But I don't see, like, obviously we have the Chicago outfit, which is combined a Jewish and Italian mafia and their subs, Casey in California and out of New York. Those people make all their money off the cash. They don't want to go to a cashless society. And since these people have so much control and power, I'm just not sure how that's going to work out because I don't think they're going to let it happen. I'm hoping they won't, but I'm kind of predicting that if they do try and push it, I think we're going to see some high-level assassinations of some of these people as they sort out a high-level power battle that we're not really part of because they don't fear us, the peasants. They don't care about us.
But no, they don't.
Sub-level, yeah, these sub-level elites, they're making all their bribe money and paying for their hookers and blow with cash, and all their deals are cash. They don't want to go away from it. So, but the Rothschilds and them, obviously, they fear them because they know they're the only people that can actually organize and have enough money to actually overthrow them. So, of course, they want the digital. So I'm seeing this power battle sort of play out at this elite level. And I'm just kind of confused. I can't believe that like I said, these sub-level families would allow it to happen at all whatsoever. But yet here comes the executive order, you know?
Well, I don't know. You know, Biden can sign executive orders. They're not always carried out because they're impractical or bureaucratic resistance. I mean, remember the executive order John F. Kennedy signed to basically destroy the CIA and move covert ops back under the Pentagon, and that was never implemented. The government, the bureaucracy simply ignored it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, being somebody that has actually read the Constitution, there's nothing about executive orders in there. It's the executive branch usurping the legislative authority by legislating by fiat. I mean, all of them should be wiped out, in my opinion.
I agree. The purpose of an executive order is to make the will of the president known to the executive branch. Executive orders have absolutely no authority over the legislative. They have no authority over the judicial, and they have no authority over we the people.
Yes. Well, we're in a bad situation. We're long since passed. Right? In my opinion, the New Deal in 1933 ended the Republic and the Constitution because they don't use it. They don't use anything from it anymore unless it's convenient for them. So. But anyway, that's all I had to say about that. I just wanted to hear your opinions on it. Thanks for taking my call, and maybe I'll talk to you again in maybe 2 years.
Okay, well, that would be good. Thank you for the call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, about the IRS agents, I think it is kind of a big kind of fear porn distraction. I had a problem with my $600 COVID money, and it took a year. I had to write a letter to the IRS and all this stuff, and they seem pretty understaffed. And the way they carry that out, like mailing people debit cards, they just did so much complicated stuff.
It's totally messed up, and you know, they have a complicated tax code in order to hide all the loopholes for the wealthy and to basically support the tax preparation industry. You know, every time a politician gets up there and says, we need to simplify the tax system, you have, you know, TurboTax and H&R Block and all these other companies just out there with lots of lobbying money saying, no, 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 we need a complicated tax code. You know, we've got to manage the country. And, you know, the tax code is less about raising money and more about controlling our behavior. You know, you get tax credits for doing what the government wants you to do. You get tax penalties if you do things the government doesn't like. It's not just revenue. It's another form of social control.
Well, and I think that's why they're trying to distract, because, you know, apparently the Democrats promised to raise taxes on rich people and not middle class and poor, but they failed. The only way they passed this bill was to leave the loophole for earned interest for basically billionaires.
They left the loopholes for the hedge funds and the millionaires, and they dumped the taxes on the middle class again. You know, it's time to get out the tar and feathers. What can I tell you?
that's kind of my thing. I think to cover that up, it's about going after us, penalizing us, and then the billionaires, the billionaire COVID fraud money and stuff, they're not going to send the FBI or white-collar criminal courts to get these people, you know? Hopefully, but I doubt it, but we'll see. But anyway, thanks for taking the call.
All right, you've got it. Thank you for the phone call. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the program. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First, about the IRS thing, I think a lot of listeners are taking it wrong. This has nothing to do with being audited by the IRS. This is just going to have creating an 87,000 man unaccountable militarized police force. I mean, federalized.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
When you have like local police, you have some say. But you it's like when you go to federal court, you're 99% of people that go to federal court are convicted. Or if you go to court with an IRS charge, you're going to get convicted. So what they've basically done is just militarized, you know, created a police force that's going to be the Gestapo. You think the FBI was bad? The IRS Gestapo is going to be even worse. So I think people need to not focus
I mean,
as much.
You know, look at the kind of people who would actually go to work for the IRS. I mean, you know, you already have the perfect psychological profile, for somebody who's going to abuse the public on orders from the White House.
Yeah, and they're already announcing they want to send them to sniper school. They got 5,000 sniper rifles, all kinds of ammunition. So it's not about your COVID stimulus money at all, okay? This is about a militarized Gestapo police force that just, with a wave of a wand, they just, created. It's not about money. It's not about money at all. This is about the roundups that are coming and the chaos that they assume is coming with the economic collapse, the COVID and vaccine deaths, and potential World War III. So this is, like I said, this isn't about money. They can turn on. It's about harassment of their political enemies and having a federalized, militarized, unaccountable Stasi / Gestapo force that was just created, overnight.
Well, you remember the abuses under the Obama administration, Lois Lerner, and that whole thing.
Yep.
They were weaponizing the IRS against conservatives. It's going to be worse under Biden.
Oh no! And these guys now—they were just pencil pushers. That was just about money. These guys are going to come break down your door and sniper, right? What does the IRS need snipers for? I mean, there's no justification at all for IRS to have snipers.
No, there isn't. There absolutely isn't.
Well, that's right
isn't.
In your face what they're doing. It's not about your COVID stimulus money. But what I called about initially was that Secretary Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, has got COVID for the second time. Now, here's this guy that mandates vaccines and throwing people out of the military for whatever reason they're not getting vaccinated. Throwing them out, ruining careers, ruining lives. He mandates it for everybody. He's got COVID. He's got 4 booster shots. He still gets it. He walks around in that plastic mask.
Yeah,
that looks
pretty silly.
He's got a picture on him on Gateway Pundit looking like Idi Amin with some metal hanging around his neck, head, you know what, in charge. But I tell you what, I hope that son of a bitch dies, and I'll tell you why. Anybody that forcefully makes it mandatory to get COVID vaccines deserves to die. Now, there was a guy, AFL-CIO President Krupa, and I was a member of the AFL-CIO, and he started telling everybody, oh, make them all get vaccinated. He died a couple weeks later, and he hardly covered the story. Here he was, the largest labor union leader in the country, dies of the vaccine, and he died of a heart attack, but, you know, sudden adult death syndrome thing.
Yeah.
And they hardly talked about it. But I really do. I'm going to just, you know, I hate to wish bad on anybody, but when you mandate it to somebody else, it's basically forcing people to get it. And it doesn't even work.
Yeah, it goes against the Nuremberg principle of informed consent.
Yeah, so whether he dies of COVID or he gets put in a noose and hung at a modern-day Nuremberg, which anybody that forcefully or mandates vaccinations deserves to be hung. I won't say anybody at Walmart that gives you the shot deserves to be hung. They just should get beat up by somebody that got it. But the people that actually mandate it, make law that you have to get it, deserve to be executed at a Nuremberg, after a fair trial, obviously. But it's really, you know, I can't, 2 years now I can't work because they mandated it, you know, for merchant marine and oil rig workers. And it doesn't even work. The vaccines don't work.
No, they don't. And they cause a lot of harm.
It's like living in Idiocracy. What the hell is going on? I mean, people are dying from the vaccine, yet the mandates are still in place.
Yeah, well, because there's a lot of money to be made. You know, people we can live without, you know, but we got to protect the profits. That's the reason the U.S. is pushing so hard on Ukraine following the 2014 coup d'etat. Ukraine allowed foreign corporations to buy up farmland, and right now about 70% of Ukraine's farmland is being held by Vanguard, BlackRock, and I forget who all else. And, you know, we got to protect their investment. We got to protect their money no matter how many kids have to die for it.
Yeah, well, they're buying all that farmland so they can starve everybody, because that's their goal.
Oh, yeah,
it's
they
really
want
not
to create
money
food.
Anymore.
They want a food monopoly so they can charge whatever price they want to.
Well, and they're also global depopulation that want the world's population down to like 90% of the people alive. They want gone.
Well, they're not going to use starvation to do it, because when people get hungry enough, they do get violent. And that's something I don't think the globalists want.
I don't know. You know, you look at like in Ethiopia or Sudan, you see all those starving black Africans, they're usually pretty, you get to a point when people are so starved, they're very passive. They're very, you know, they don't really do much.
Well, they don't have a lot of energy, basically, is what it is.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to be out there riding when you can hardly move. But
that may explain why the homeless haven't formed their own army.
Yeah, and isn't it really convenient that Salman Rushdie, he gets stabbed, and now they're going to use that stabbing to blame Iran so they can back out of the nuclear deal that Iran was ready to sign?
Yeah,
isn't that really kind of
weird, because the guy who attacked Salman Rushdie is from Jersey.
Yeah, and it's just like Quay Bono there. Who's gaining on this? It's just really like the timing's really kind of interesting. All of a sudden, this guy's, you know, 30 years, he gets stabbed like 3 days before they were going to come up with a deal for the Iran nuclear deal. And besides the fact that, what does this have to do with Iran? You know, some nut guy, I mean, do we get blamed for when one of our nuts does something crazy?
Well, if you're a Trump supporter, yeah, you do. If you're white, you do. But, you know, that's kind of the new model.
Yeah. Well, you had a guy talk earlier, and he said something about the Constitution. And listen, I got news for everybody. The Constitution's no longer in effect in this country. We have what I call
the
a two-way...
they ignore it.
Yeah, we have a two-way Constitution where it works one way for one group and one way for another. That's not the way the Constitution was supposed to be but that's the way it is. So I go by natural law now. Your natural rights as a human being, because the Constitution is basically, they have turned it into a piece of paper. A piece of toilet paper, because it doesn't, you know, this country is so beyond the Constitution now. We're living in, it depends on who you are, like how the Constitution applies to you or not. So anyway, I'll let you go, Mike. I'm sure you got callers backed up. So have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to go to Robert in Illinois. And Robert, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll try to make this quick, Mike. You and the caller are both right regarding the Alex Jones. Did he have a jury? Did he not have a jury? Yes, he had a jury, but the jury was only there to determine how much he was going to have to owe. So that your jury actually came up with the dollar figures, and they could have said zero, they could have said $300 million. So that's what they're there for. The judge had already predetermined he was guilty, and that was it. He couldn't claim he was innocent, nothing. He couldn't present a case whatsoever. The jury was just there to determine how much damage
it was a kangaroo court then, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're both right. It was a jury, and you're going to read the jury said, but the jury didn't determine whether he was guilty or innocent. The judge did that. That was all predetermined. They were just there to talk about money.
Yeah.
So, all right, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we are coming up on a commercial break, and we'll be back with the last segment of today's program after these few words.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And I want to reiterate the caution I expressed at the beginning of today's show. If you look at the track record of failure after failure after failure of the Biden administration heading into the midterm elections, I am very concerned there's going to be some kind of a big bang or some other distraction to try and get us to forget all about the pointlessness of the January 6th committee, the terrible economy and the hardship we are all suffering, the new armed IRS, the abortion issue, and all the rest of that. It just feels like the Democrats are desperate enough to knock down a skyscraper or something, or even, you know, shoot a politician and blame Iran for it, something like that. So just be on guard and be aware that, yes, the government does pull off nonsense like this. They have throughout history. All right, talking about immigration, down in Arizona, they have decided to protect the border, which is something Biden is supposed to do but pointedly refuses to do. Arizona is filling in the unfinished gaps in the border wall with unused shipping containers, you know, those giant standardized metal boxes. They're actually, you know, when they're no longer certified to hold their full weight, they're available at a very good price. You can make tool sheds out of them or something like that. So anyway, last Friday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed an executive order authorizing the Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs to start emergency construction to fill in a 1,000-foot-long gap in the border wall in the Yuma sector. So good for Doug. And, yeah, the governors of the states have got to start taking care of business because Washington isn't going to do it. Washington's only concern these days seems to be strip mining the country and spending it all on foreign adventures. Okay, let's see. Bad news for Alec Baldwin. You remember that tragic shooting on the set of the movie Rust last year? Well, the FBI examined the gun that Alec Baldwin was holding. Now, Alec is saying it just went off all by itself, and the FBI forensic report said, no, this gun would not fire without the trigger being pulled. It's a single-action Colt, okay? Anybody who knows guns knows that that's what's going to happen. They don't just fire all by themselves. And so Alec Baldwin could be looking at charges for that shooting that, you know, killed the, let's see, it was killed the cinematographer and wounded the director. So, and again, you know, guns are serious business. There should not have been any live ammo on that set. I don't know what they were thinking. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, we're making a movie. We're God's incarnate. We can do whatever we want. And I saw a lot of that when I worked in Hollywood. Okay, apparently down in Florida, there's the music. We are done with the show, and I'll tell you this next story tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. And please donate. We do need your help, you know, to get through these thin times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.